Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Chief Justice Roy Moore files a motion with the Alabama Supreme Court asking that some of the justices and some of the former justices that sat on a prior petition of the chief's be recused from any consideration of the appeal filed by Liberty Counsel on his behalf. We'll talk about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Now, we all know, we've mentioned on this program before, that we have filed an appeal to the Alabama Supreme Court. So how does that work? Because you have the Chief Justice, who is still technically Chief Justice in name only, suspended without pay, no insurance benefits, no accrual of retirement benefits.
Ability to get another job.
Yeah. Cannot work.
Yeah.
Still under the judicial canons. Cannot have outside work.
Until January 2019.
Yeah, and the seat can't be filled.
Yeah.
So how does this work? The Alabama Supreme Court has authority over the Court of the Judiciary, so that's the next step. That's where we go. That's where we have filed the appeal. But there's justices on that court that we have now filed a motion to recuse, asking for four of the justices, the current justices, to recuse, and some of the previous former justices who sat on a prior case involving the Chief Justice, a prior petition. So, Matt, that's where we are. We'll have to unwrap that for the listener. It can be a little confusing, but once you understand the concept of it, it's fairly straightforward.
Now, to explain a little bit, Matt, a recusal is when there is a clear indication or even an appearance of a conflict of interest, or in this case, where some of these justices have already displayed that they may have a bias or a conflict of interest, that they may not be able to come and objectively act as an arbiter, even if there's the appearance, any question whatsoever that might be the case, they are supposed to recuse themselves, correct?
Yeah, they are. And the perspective is in the eye of the person going before the court. So it's the person, in this case, the Chief Justice, if they have a suspicion, if they have a fear that they're not going to get a fair treatment, that there's a conflict of interest, that is a basis for recusal. Now, the recusal is typically voluntary. There are rare occasions where you can appeal that and a higher court can force a judge or justice to be removed. In this case, what we have here are three current sitting justices on the Alabama Supreme Court. We've asked them to be recused. We cannot reveal their name. Their name is actually set forth in a sealed affidavit filed by the Chief Justice. Why? Because there was a petition that was filed earlier this year in May by the Chief Justice against an action of the Judicial Inquiry Commission. That matter is sealed, so we can't talk about the contents of it. We've asked for the court to unseal it. The court has not unsealed it, so we can't talk about the content of it. I wish we could.
Mm-hmm.
Three of the justices sat on that particular matter, so therefore they've already been on a matter, and the Chief Justice, in his affidavit, is asking for those three to be removed. The fourth sitting justice was not on that prior petition in May, but in March of 2016, filed a concurring opinion in which he was critical of he was the only one critical, frankly, of the January 2016 administrative order. He was a dissenter in the March 2015 orders. The only dissenter, as I recall, the other justices all sided with that ordered the probate judges not to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. This particular justice was a dissenter. So he was completely on the opposite side of the court. And then in March, he issued another concurring opinion there, and he was critical of the Chief Justice administrative order. No other justice has been. So those are the four sitting justices that we've asked to be recused. The other three prior Alabama Supreme Court justices were appointed specially to sit on that hearing back in May. So obviously we want them to be recused for any further proceeding. And then finally, I guess, after that's done, we have asked for an objective, transparent, and fair process to select the panel of judges to sit on this case.
And what would that process look like?
Yeah.
Well, we're looking for somebody who has no obvious self-interest in this case. We're looking for the governor, for example, who could be the person that would do this, and randomly select, with a transparent, open-to-the-public process, judges who are currently sitting judges, randomly select them in a pool.
So the governor could select them then.
So yeah, and you just pull them out of a hat. It's a blind selection, so that no one is picking and choosing people that have a biased or inclination against the Chief Justice. That's all we want. We want a fair panel. Anybody who sits on this ought to be blindly selected, have no open political bias against the Chief Justice, one way or the other, and that's how we want it. We want an open, fair process that's transparent.
So do these justices voluntarily step down, or can they be ordered to step down?
They typically voluntarily step down if they're going to step down. Sometimes they might not step down.
If they don't step down,
the recourse is the United States Supreme Court. There's a case actually from the Alabama Supreme Court in which a justice of the Alabama Supreme Court several years ago, Chief Justice was not on the Supreme Court, who actually presided over a case along with the other eight colleagues. And it was some kind of insurance benefit issue. And he actually was a recipient of the proceeds of the outcome of the case. He was one of the many claim holders. Mm-hmm. So if it ruled in a certain way, he would benefit from the claim like other people who were claiming this. So he actually ruled in a way that would cause him to benefit. He got thousands of dollars as a result of the decision. And the people in the case claimed, hey, he should have stepped down. It went all the way to the United States Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, yes, that justice should have recused himself from the proceeding. He had a direct financial interest in the outcome. Those are rare, but those do happen.
Well, it sounds to me like the way that you described some of the interactions of these previous judges, that, you know, it is a subjective analysis in the eye of Chief Justice Roy Moore here. But really, what you've described are objective facts that would require the recusal, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and I wish I could reveal some of the things that had gone on. We can't, obviously, because if I did and you were able to hear some of the facts, there's even more facts. It's pretty obvious that there should be recusals here because the Chief Justice has a legitimate interest in having a fair hearing.
Absolutely, deserves one.
He deserves a fair hearing, and he's just asking for anyone who has participated in any previous hearing, frankly, to not participate in any future hearing, or anybody who's made any public statement that has predetermined where their position might be. That's all. And then you have a new panel of people appointed. In the past, frankly, what's happened, you know, the Chief Justice was before the Alabama Supreme Court in 2004 over the Ten Commandments case. The entire panel recused, and the governor at that time appointed a new panel. There was another justice some years ago that also appeared before the Alabama Supreme Court, and they recused, and a new panel was appointed. So basically, he's just asking for the same kind of process, but to be open, transparent, and fair. What you don't want to have happen is this. You don't want to have somebody selecting those judges, and they select everybody that they know who doesn't like the Chief Justice.
Right. There's
and
been
then
enough
you
corruption
have a stacked
as it
panel.
Is. Yeah.
The Chief Justice has deserves a fair hearing.
Right.
He hasn't gotten a fair hearing in any of the positions at the Judicial Inquiry Commission or the Court of the Judiciary. He deserves a fair hearing. Any fair panel will clearly see that he did nothing wrong.
Now, how long does this process take when they make a decision if they're going to step down or not?
We don't know. We're going into new territory, frankly. There's no,
this whole thing is unprecedented, isn't it?
There's no, there's no consistent template other than the process in the past. The problem is that when the 2004, when everyone recused and the governor appointed, the Alabama Supreme Court later, without the chief, came back and said, that's not constitutional because that gives the governor power over the Supreme Court. So again, we're plowing new ground as we go,
yeah,
and we're having to take this day by day. Pray for this case. Pray for Chief Justice. Pray for Liberty Counsel and our legal team. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, and become a regular financial contributor and supporter of the Ministry of Liberty Counsel, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.